Back in the late 70s and early 80s, companies like Atari and Mattel were making systems like the Atari 2600 and the Intellivision. Until the video game crash of 1983, where the game E.T. released for the Atari, which was such a bad game that people didn't want to buy video game consoles anymore. Then a company called Nintendo came in. Originally, Nintendo was just an average company that made playing cards and toys, like the Ultra Hand. Then, in the early 80s, they started tinkering around with games like Donkey Kong and Mario Bros. Well, in 1985, they created something revolutionary.
The Nintendo Entertainment System. A new 8-bit home console with games like Super Mario Bros., The Legend of Zelda, Castlevania, and much more. Nintendo seemed unstoppable until 1988, a company called Sega came in. They had previously worked on the Sega Master System, but then they created the Sega Genesis, a 16-bit console that could show 61 colors on a screen at once. Now, Nintendo had some competition, but they weren't going to give up that easily. In 1991, Nintendo created the Super Nintendo, their own 16-bit console. The console war went on for many years, and many consoles, like the Game Boy, the Game Gear, the Sega Saturn, the N64, the GameCube, the Dreamcast, until 2001, when Sega finally gave up and Nintendo won the war. But in that time, Nintendo gained two new rivals, Sony and Microsoft, their consoles, the PlayStation and the Xbox.
By this time, many companies had created handhelds, 3D consoles, and much more. We've gotten the Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, PlayStation, Xbox, PS2, Xbox 360, Nintendo 64, GameCube, Wii, Wii U, Xbox One, PS3, PS4, PSP, PS Vita, DS, 3DS, Nintendo Switch, and much more. Who knows what the future holds for Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. Maybe we could get a console like no one has ever seen before.
Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm going to be talking about skateboards and whether they're becoming more or less popular. No one knows when the very first skateboards were made. All we know is that it started around 1944. People were making skateboards with boxes and wheels, but people would get hurt with the boxes, so they eventually put planks, and companies started to make decks. It was seen as a fun thing to do after surfing, or if you wanted to surf, but not in water. They actually started out more like scooters. In the 1950s, a skateboard craze started. People loved that it felt like riding a wave. During this time, people were modifying the trucks, making it easier to maneuver. Skateboarding really took off in the late 1960s. Big companies started producing true surfing-inspired skateboards. During this time, it was mostly downhill or freestyle. In the 70s, a man named Larry Stevenson invented the kicktail. This laid down the base for tricks and styles. The 70s also experienced a large stage growth, which resulted in the foundation and concrete skate parks, a rank of professional skaters, magazines, and movies. Skateboarding did take a drop in the 80s. A little after that, it had another big popularity rise, but this was only for a couple of years, and since then, the popularity has massively decreased. While the popularity of other small transportation has increased, it's made skateboards decrease. Over time, the spotlight that was originally on skateboards shifted to other things, like hoverboards, segways, etc. Because the popularity has gone down, so has the number of people buying skateboards. This means that skate shops are getting less money and going out of business or closing. This is causing people who sponsor skaters or skating events to stop. It is still pretty popular, but there's no doubt that it's slowly dying out. If you go into Target or Walmart, you will most likely see very few skateboards. The majority are just hoverboards. Nowadays, it's fairly hard to find shops where you can build and find skate parts. Skating is still popular, don't get me wrong. There are so many skating events, and there's still a good amount of skate parks, but the majority of people who skated 20 to 40 years ago all agree that skating is slowly but surely dying. Thank you for listening.